that we sum up point the way forward to some of the experiences they've written about. And there have just been folks I've written about have been through such crushing hard times. There wasn't any single song or idea that could tie it up, make sense of it. So I started to think about voices from the past, folks who lived through times like that before. And the dead are always speaking to the living. The past is always informing the present as we listen to one another. And I realized what I needed was a ghost story. Because the things I'd written about had happened in history over and over and over again, falling on the heads of the same people. So you could go back into the 1800s, the 1930s, the 1970s. And listen to voices who lived through those times and were dead. So I set about writing a ghost story, and I remember when I was a kid that my mother on Friday evening used to take my sister and I to the cemetery, and she'd put flowers on my grandmother's grave. But my sister and I used the graves like a playground. We'd run all over the place and climb all the gravestones until twilight fell. And we were sure we could hear something. We'd run back to my mother in the car. So this is a song about being in the graveyard late at night without any answer or any idea of the way to go forward or any consolation or any comfort. And you're walking from grave to grave, and you're listening to those voices. And you're listening, and you're listening, and you're listening, and you're listening, and you're listening. There's a cross up yonder on Calvary Hill. There's a slip of blood on a silver knife. There's a graveyard kid down below, where at night the dead come to life. Where they blow the star, they crack a little fire. A dead man's mind. We put our ears in the cold gray stone. This is it, song of nature. We are alive. Stand shoulder to shoulder and high.